The Life of Christ in Stereo. Four inspired voices testify as one. From the book, The Life of Christ in Stereo, republished as The Greatest Story in Modern American English. Session 10, Chapter 15. Jesus' last great teaching tour as he moves towards Jerusalem in the summer of AD 32. As you read these selected passages, discuss together, what did you learn that was new, helpful, or important? Likewise, what questions do you have about what you read? We are in the fifth phase of Jesus' life and ministry as he moves towards the cross. Most of the events recorded here occurred in Judea province. As Jesus went around to many towns and villages, many of them the same ones that had been visited by the prophet Amos some 600 years earlier.
Jerusalem city as it may have appeared in the first century AD.
The city that kills the prophets. How often would I have gathered your children together, and you were not willing? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
What do you see in the picture?
Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet.
Carrying the crossbeam on his way to be crucified.
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
Why did Jesus speak in such hyperbolic terms? A camel train carrying salt.
Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is of no use either for the soil or for the manure pile. It is thrown away. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
Rock salt. It has many impurities. When its sodium chloride leaches out into the atmosphere or when wet, it loses its salty taste.
There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. There is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
Who rejoices in heaven? How can there be 99 righteous persons who need no repentance?
One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
In this story of a dishonest manager, some note that no one was honest.
Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in the day, and turns to you seven times, saying, I repent, then you must forgive him.
So, how many times will God forgive us in a day?
The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you.
We do not need more or greater faith. What we need is a stronger understanding of our God. Make your requests known to God.
He was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well.
Was this Samaritan's faith strong? Or was his Savior strong?
Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them, the kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed. Nor will they say, look, here it is, or there, for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you.
The king was there. An overview of the kingdom of God in Scripture. The kingdom was first instituted in Israel. However, the nation became divided. Thereafter, both the northern and the southern kingdoms were invaded in order by Assyria, Babylonia, Greece, and Rome. Thus, the kingdom was lost to Israel. However, the prophets promised that it would one day be reinstituted when Messiah would come. With Jesus, the King Messiah was now present. So he was able to say, "The kingdom is here in your midst." And in another text, "The kingdom is being preached." However, when they crucified the king, he rose again and departed. Thus, at the present time, we experience the kingdom spiritually, whilst the future messianic kingdom is delayed until his return. Two verses later, Jesus promised,
"The days are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man. As the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation."
A generation meant those who were then alive.
"Will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?"
It was a Jewish custom to say prayers once in the morning and again in the evening. When he says speedily, when?
Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
We recall that a Pharisee was admired by religious folk. Pharisees were very serious about obeying their religion. However, many became arrogant, whereas tax collectors were despised by most folk.
The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I get."
Fasting is not commanded in the scriptures, whereas tithing was commanded to support the state, the military, and religion, as well as to feed the needy.
But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted."
The term merciful in Greek says, "be reconciled with me."
Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them, and when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God, like a child, shall not enter it."
If you choose to continue with this course, then your assignment for next time is to visit the website locus.site, locis.site. Then read or listen to chapters 16 and 17 and be ready to share your insights, queries, and objections.